the thug in the muscle tee who runs Ukraine, the democracy guy, he's claiming that the U.S. Congress, in other words, you, in the middle of a recession, owe him an indefinite supply of cash forever. Do you? Do you own that? Details next. So assuming there is a Republican-controlled Congress, it looks like there will be, it will be tested, and its first and maybe biggest test is Ukraine funding. So we are in a recession in the United States. It's getting worse. Everyone who follows us expects us to get much worse. In a recession, the core problem is you don't have enough money. But the president of Ukraine is now going on television demanding an infinite supply of money from the United States forever. Watch. It's completely outrageous. We have no idea where the money's going. No idea. If you even suggest that guy might be getting rich from it, you get censored. But a lot of people are getting rich from it. Trust us, a lot in this country and their country, but not you, because it's your money. And by the way, Ukraine is not in North America. It's in Europe. So why are we paying for this and not the Europeans? The bottom line is, if the Republican Party in Congress continues to allow money to be sent to this thug in a muscle tee, why is it worth voting Republican ever again? They're sending him money in the middle of our recession to fix his border while our border is completely open. How does that work? And how can anyone who claims to care about the United States be in favor of it? The White House is in favor of it. Today they announced that more military aid for Ukraine is on the way.